listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy-ho, good neighbor.
Happy Earth Day, by the way.
Happy Earth Day. It's a very, very nice day.
Getting any earth today at all?
My backyard. I might repot a plant or something.
Oh, there you go. That's something. That's something.
It's something.
Hey, some fun facts for you today.
Alrighty.
Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Cheez-Its aren't Cheez-Its. Perfectly square.
They're not?
Technically, they're 1 inch by 0.94 inches. They're not perfectly square.
What?
You know what? We've got some Cheez-Its out in the Jock Lounge. We'll have to check that out.
The Jock Lounge.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. A scientist discovered a new species of iguana when he was watching the Brooke Shields movie, The Blue Lagoon, in 1980 and spotted it in the background. How weird is that? The color, speaking of color, the color distribution and average package of Reese's Pieces is roughly 50% orange, 25% yellow, and 25% brown, roughly. That makes sense.
It does make sense.
I mean, when you open that bag and you pour them bad boys out into a candy dish.
Yeah.
And you go like, oh, because if they were like evenly distributed, it wouldn't look right.
No, it looked like it looked like fall M&Ms.
I'm curious if they do the same thing with M&Ms. You know, if you only get so many green ones.
I think so.
Because if there were more green ones, I dare say the world would be more populated.
Right.
Hey, I wanted to point this out. Not a fun fact, but Jen Aniston says that they are all in the All In Challenge. This is the thing the celebrities are doing. They are auctioning off a chance to be on the set for the Friends reunion when they finally tape it Warner Brothers, whenever that is. She says on Insta, we're inviting you and five of your friends to join us on stage 24, be personal guests in the audience for the taping of our HBO Max reunion as we reminisce. Whenever that
okay,
is.
Okay, so if they're auctioning it, what happens to the money?
The money goes actually towards food banks and also healthcare and all that stuff. Yeah, it's all tied back to the pandemic. All tied back to the pandemic.
Okay.
You know, who's celebrating the pandemic today? Mother Earth.
Mother Earth is celebrating the pandemic
today. It is Earth Day. It is also time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Halle Berry's ears must finally be burning after...
Wow, wait. Speaking of Friends and Chandler, Chandler. Wait, Halle Berry again? 3 days she's been in the news.
I know. It's like a gift to you.
Maybe it's the pandemic.
It's your pandemic gift.
Maybe there's nobody else to talk to. Can you imagine... The world is now being...
Well, all of a sudden, she's everywhere. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere. She's everywhere. The world is her oyster, is what I want to say.
I mean, she did this once before during the whole, John Flick? What's it called?
John Wick. John Flick.
John Wick. She was everywhere briefly.
By the way, we binge-watched all three of those.
Did you now?
Yeah, they're great.
What'd you think?
Oh, I thought they were great. Yeah. And I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan.
I am.
Well, I'm a Halle Berry fan, and she was in three.
With her dogs.
With dogs. No, they weren't her dogs. I guarantee you they weren't her dogs. Because they were probably CG.
Probably.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
The tricks they did were like, come on. My dog's amazing, but not that amazing. My dog can sit.
Your dog's not
my
amazing.
My pretty little dog can sit. She can take a nap. She's really good at that. Oh, you know what she's really good at? Eating.
So last night, she appeared from her home on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Who's also appearing from his home
these
days. Okay.
With Jimmy's young daughter, Winnie, who made yet another Dorbs cameo interrupting the interview.
Have you seen those?
His kids are so cute.
You know what? And I mean, it's staged, obviously. They could go back. This is not live. They're taped. He could go, Winnie, go do your homework. Daddy's working. Go away.
Right.
But he doesn't. And I think that's kind of nice.
Yes.
You know what I also think? Is that Jimmy's not getting near enough time in happy hour. You know? Starting to look a little pale there, Jim.
Yep. Detox is a bitch.
Right?
Good for you. So, Halle says she's holed up at home with her two kids and her two dogs.
She's probably sober too. Okay.
Hey, people. tend to buy a lot of alcohol for this. And they
raising my hand.
Oh, gosh. Ooh-wee. They swim every day for exercise, and she seemed to hit it off with Winnie.
They swim. That must mean they've got a pool. Well, of course they got a pool. What am I saying?
Hello. So Winnie kept popping into the scene, and she talked with Hallie, and Hallie kind of hit it off.
Wow, how cute is that? How cute is that? The new normal for late night talk shows.
Actually, for any talk show. I think Ellen's done stuff from home. Kelly Clarkson does stuff from home.
But Ellen doesn't have any kids. She's got a Porsche.
Kelly has put her kids in the shot.
Has she? Okay. Now I hear Kelly's doing a Ask Me Anything today on Reddit. So if you're a Kelly Clarkson fan and you're a Reddit fan, check it out. Today's your day.
She does some fun stuff. She plays games.
Oh, no, she's great. I love Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson
is. She's fantastic.
Man, she's waited a long time for this.
Heir apparent to Ellen.
Probably.
I think. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about Halle Berry. Halle Berry swimming with her kids.
Yes.
On The Tonight Show last night from home.
And then we went to Jimmy, because Jimmy should be careful when all this is over. His daughters, they might try to take his job. I mean, people, when he goes back to regular late night, it might be, where's your daughters?
Everybody wants that life to be a reality show. It's now a freaking reality show. Even the 6 o'clock news is a reality show now, right?
Let me put my Emmy behind me on the shelf.
My Emmy and my golden mic.
And then I could announce the news. There's a perfectly good explanation for Bruce Willis to be quarantining with his ex, Demi Moore.
Yeah, we were wondering about that. We've
the world
about
is
that.
Wondering. Why? World, I don't know why we give a crap.
Well, we do.
According to their... Do we?
No, probably
okay.
not.
Let's straighten that out.
Okay,
right
let's
now.
Straighten that out.
According to their daughter, Scout Willis, yesterday, Bruce and current wife, Emma, and their two daughters were supposed to all travel to Sun Valley, Idaho, to be with Demi and her and Bruce's three daughters... Because after all, they are all a pretty big co-parenting damn family.
Well, and you know, you think about it, the girls are all sisters. All five of them. Stepsisters or not, they're close.
Well, they're not steps.
Halves.
They're halves.
They're halves, you're right. Well, you know what? That X chromosome, that's all on you there, Bruce.
According to Scout, her little sister, one of her little sisters... Mm-hmm. Found a hypodermic on the playground.
What?
Uh-huh.
No.
And she stuck it in her shoe.
No.
And it went into her foot.
No.
So Emma and her two girls stayed behind in L.A. to get tested to make sure she was okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
First off, what playground do they live near, you know, where she could get a hypo?
I think the sad thing is any playground USA.
Number two. Why haven't mom and dad have that conversation with her? Hello, these are bad. Don't touch.
Right.
I hope she's okay.
By the time they received the all clear, travel had already shut down. Bruce was already in Sun Valley, and Scout says they talk every day, and her little sister is fine.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, all's well that ends well. And then, you know, Bruce and Demi can frolic in their green pajamas. So
that's
awkwardly
icky.
It's really awkward. All right, enough of this frivolity and reality show for today. Let's have more tomorrow, shall we?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Let's do it.
Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.